Spirit leads as I'm following. I depend on you. I depend on you for the victories still in front of me. I depend on you.
Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Christian Church. Eric is out today, still recovering from full knee replacement. So we pray that he gets well soon, because until then you're stuck with me, and that's not as fun. All announcements and prayer requests can be found printed in your bulletin. Wish everyone a happy Mother's Day to those mothers, grandmothers, new mothers, those who have been mother figures to so many of us. Wish you a very happy Mother's Day. Today we're going to do something a little bit different. Instead of getting one long 15, 20-minute sermon, you're going to get four mini-sermons. The first one is now, so you get part one. During the announcements, and you have a quarter of the sermon over already. Speaking of Mother's Day, a mother cares for and carries her child as long as they are kind of weak and small. And as that child grows and begins walking, that mother takes some of the first steps with them. And as they begin to explore the world, she tells them, avoid this, it's dangerous over here, but this is good over here. And as that child finally matures and has a knowledge of what's good and what's bad, the mother finally lets that child go and say, now you can walk freely and you get to choose your own way. And that's very much how God deals with us. He takes us into his arms of grace, and he guides us even from our infant years. Then he leads us and preserves us and provides for us throughout our childhood without us even knowing it or recognizing it. He's there. But then when we've matured, he then confronts us with a question, and this is the question we'll explore with the other small sermons, is what do you wish to do? Shall I continue to remain with you? Which way do you wish to go, the broad way or the narrow way? The way of life, the way of death over here, and the way of life over here. Whose side do you want to be on, my side or the world's side? You get to now walk freely. Which way do you wish to go? For many of us who may have grown up in the church and baptized as young ones, you scarcely came into the world, brought to the waters of holy baptism. God took you then into his family, and he cleansed you and clothed you and filled you with grace and his spirit, and he said, you are now my child, and I promise to be your God, and from that moment on, greatly blessed you in many different ways. Again, all without you knowing it, all without you asking for it, all without you wanting it, he was there. But now you're grown up, you're capable of understanding, you now know the difference between God and the world, between Christ and sin. I titled this sermon, The Eve of Confirmation, the Sunday before confirmation, where all eyes and ears, not to make them too nervous, will be on the confirmands up there. And with this intense, hopefully serious expectation, what will they choose? What will they choose for their whole future life? Life or death? God or the world? Christ or sin? And I was thinking how fortunate they are, those confirmands, those who are young, those of us in our 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s and beyond, look back on our life, and we can look back on the time that we promised faithfulness, whether it was a confirmation event or another time in our life, and we promised faithfulness, and yet we see that, well, I made that promise thoughtlessly, right? For a time, I walked away from it, or from a time, I chose wrong, or for a time, I wasted years without Christ, taking the vow thoughtlessly. And for us older ones, what's done is done. What's lost is lost. What's wasted is wasted. You're still in Christ and your life is redeemed, but those years may have been lost without Christ. For us, a wasted life may lie behind us, but for those confirmands, why they're so fortunate, that doesn't yet lie behind them. Like a child, all that lies behind them is the goodness and grace of God. That's all that lies behind them. They're at a point where the world has not yet won them and God has not yet lost them. So as we continue dwelling on this thought and on John chapter 6, which we'll hear later, we ask and pray that God would give us the grace to choose wisely. So now I invite you to stand as we begin our service with a declaration of trust.
Congregation, called together by God's Spirit, in whom do you trust?
It's in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Please take the time to share the peace of Christ.
Now that most of you are comfortable, I will ask that you stand if you're able. And we will sing our opening praise song. It's Lord, I Lift Your Name on High medley. Confession. Opening scripture. Thank you. I was a little ahead of it. I'm trying to get us out early, maybe. I don't know.
Our scripture this morning is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And in these verses, we see three signs of the Holy Spirit coming in the verses: wind, fire, and inspired speech, resting on the head of the believers. Verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we are saved by grace through Christ. Thank you for the amazing ministry of the Holy Spirit and his transforming work in our lives. Fill us day by day with power from on high, guiding us along the path of life and transforming us into the people you want us to be. Amen.
It's about surrendering, and I want to know you more. May that be the desire of every heart here, surrendering all to God and desiring to know him more.
Surrendering home.
As we're going to hear later in the service, in John chapter 6, Jesus asks his disciples, "Do you want to go away as well as others are leaving him?" Every year, at confirmation or other times, people swear and vow and promise, "I'm going to be faithful to Jesus." But before a year rolls around, their faces are missing. They've left the church. They may have left Christ altogether. I can picture some faces in my mind and names come to my thoughts. And it breaks my heart and still pray for them. And maybe there's individuals in your head that you can think of. And it's heartbreaking because you had great hopes and you saw the joy and the fire and the potential in them. And now it just seems extinguished and cold. They left Jesus in order to go love the world. And it's almost tempting to feel like bittersweet about confirmation, knowing the reality of what may happen. Some may stay, some may go. We'll see in John chapter 6 that Jesus experienced something similar. And what did he do? He sadly, we know Jesus felt great human emotion, sadly watched the crowds leave him. But he still engages with those who stayed behind. He says to the 12 and asks them, "Do you wish to leave as well?" And Peter has this beautiful confession, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." As we move into a time of prayer and confession, imagine if Jesus were to step down right here, as amazing as that would be, and ask you, do you wish to go as well? And how we might answer. Would we say, "Jesus, I can no longer remain with you. Jesus, the world is too enticing for me. Jesus, sin is too sweet for me. Jesus, your yoke is too hard, and Jesus, your burden is too heavy." Or do we confess as Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." We turn now to our time of prayer and confessing and assurance of pardon.
Hear the call to confession. Do not be astonished that Jesus says to us, "You must be born from above. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit, who convicts us of sin and leads us into all righteousness. So even as we sense the Spirit's wind blowing through our hearts today, let us open ourselves before the Lord and confess our sins." Please pray silently.